belong to you.
Blog
All
Talk
the praise
Radio.
Belongs to you. And we just thank you, God. We thank you for letting us breathe another breath. And thank you for letting us see another day. God, thank you for letting us blink our eyes another time. And then let's hear the praises of God another time. Thank you for letting us think another thought and for letting our hearts beat another time. Thank you for the activities of our limbs another day. And thank you, God, for letting us speak another praise. Oh, God, for letting us walk another step. And God, you let us enjoy your goodness and mercy one more time. And we thank you so much when we think of your goodness and all that you've done for us. Our souls rejoice and cry out, hallelujah. And we thank you, God, for everything that you've done. We ask for forgiveness for any sins, anything that you didn't like. Please forgive us. Sanctify the line, Lord, and forgive all sins everywhere. Now, your word says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And so, Lord, we seek thee in the blood covering of Jesus Christ, that you might bless this line in a glorious and honorable way. Now, we give you glory and praise. Look on the people in this line. Bless those persons who are coming to bless you, to give praise reports and prayer requests. Those who are praising you, oh God, I pray that you offer up a special blessing for them. Yeah, thank you for this First Fruit Convention. Bless it in an ultra awesome way. And the blog line, bless it in an ultra awesome way. And the youth prayer line, bless it in an ultra awesome way. We glory in you, and we look forward to what you're going to do today. You never cease to amaze me. And we just so honored that you let us talk to you. Oh, so honored. Oh, thank you again and again and again and again and again. We praise you. Thank God. In Jesus' name we pray. Properly for the glory of God. Thank God. Amen and amen and amen and amen. And good morning to y'all. Y'all awake? God bless you.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
God bless you. Amen. I know y'all wouldn't let the Lord be in your room and y'all act like he's not real. So speak to him. So good morning, Lord. Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord. Amen. Good morning. Amen. Thank you so much. We're going to praise him. And I've got a special guest this morning. Amen. Hopefully he's here.
Oh, I'm the. If you're talking about me, Don Jones, I'm here.
I am talking about you, Dr. Jones. Amen. Before we do that, I wanna give God a 6 a.m. praise. Amen. You know, when I say praise check, that's not to see if you've got a praise. You have a praise, whether you recognize it or not, you have one. But a praise check is to see what level your praise is on. If God has been really good to you, you got a high praise. And if you don't recognize his goodness, perhaps you have a low praise. But I want to tell you, every person on this line ought to have a high praise. Because he's shown up, been good to you. And when I say praise, check, come on in. The fact that you're able to say something means he's really been good to you. You know, the fact that your heart is still beating means that he's been really, really good to you. Amen. So let's give him praise this morning. Praise check, everybody. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Just let it get to you. Bring it up. Bring it up. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You appreciate everything. Thank you for life. Thank you for the anointing. Thank you for saving our souls. Thank you for making us whole. Thank you for the glory of God being revealed on this line. You've been mighty good to us, Lord. And we praise you in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Yeah, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you. Praise the Lord. And thank you for joining us this morning. Amen. Ambassador Julie Hagan, give us a station identification, and then we'll present our guest this morning. All right? Are you there? Right, are you there, Ambassador Julie Hagan? Thank you. We'll come back to that.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry. I was trying to get off of our... Yes.
Off of me.
Thank
okay.
You. Thank you. Good
it was our station identification, and we'll move on.
God bless you. Good morning, everyone. We do honor the presence of the Lord that's here on the broadcast this morning. We do honor Amanda, Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson. We thank God, Amen, for Ambassador Lady Betty, First Lady of the Ministry. We thank God, Amen, for Mother Adelaide Johnson, how God has healed her body, mother to the nations. We thank God for all the ambassadors-elect, to all the bishops. Thank you, Lord, for every corporate head, everyone who's listening. From wherever area you are, and whatever your status quo, we do thank God for you being with us today. Yes, we are broadcasting live on Blog Talk Radio. We are broadcasting from NPARadio.com on Blog Talk Radio. We are here live in the studio. We can be reached simply by calling into the live studio, 347-934-0207. And we're being heard literally all over the world. Can you imagine more than 100 million listeners? Oh, my Lord, can you imagine more than 194 countries, and to God be the glory. We want to thank God, amen, for our Chief International Ambassador, who's doing an excellent job in getting this message around the world, and you can hear it. It's resounding. Glory be to God all over the place, and we give God the praise. And, Chief, keep on doing what you're doing. May God forever bless you, sir.
Thank you so much, Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagan, and thank God for all of you on this front line. This is the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention line. And I'm going to ask all of you, just in respect to our guests this morning, if you would mute your line. Amen. Someone may walk in your room and start talking. But if you mute it, we want to get that. Amen. Mute your line. Star 6. Amen. I preach this message call just one time. All right. Just one time. All right. Star 6. God bless you. We have as our guest this morning someone very, very dear to our hearts. Amen. My heart. And I want to thank him for being here. On last Sunday, as you all know, that we're an affiliate of the Midwest College of Theology, in the School of Theology. And our church, Amazing Grace, has the Amazing Grace Midwest School of Theology. And this is the president of all of the schools of theology under the Midwest banner. This man here was so wonderful. He preached for us on Sunday, and then he told us about, you might say, accredited degrees. And one of the things I want to do, we try to be compassionate for the family here on this prayer line. We think about you all the time and trying to solve any problems through the auspices of the Holy Ghost. And so we thought that this would be good for you all, too, because many of you would like to get the earned degree and have it accredited, which is recognized by colleges and schools of accreditation all across the world. And Dr. Don Jones is the president of the Midwest School of Theology, as I said. And he has been a phenomenal blessing. Perhaps he can share at least one experience. We have about 30 minutes, Dr. Jones.
All right.
I think we're going to get a prayer request. But thank God for him and for what he means to so many people across the country. I want you to know that he loves the Lord, and he's a man who believes in the Holy Ghost. Now, we want to present him to you, and would you receive him in a tremendous way? We present to you Dr. Don Jones, and the line is open to you, and may the Lord just lead you and just go where God needs you.
All right, well, thank you, Dr. Johnson. I really do appreciate you calling me last night and telling me about this morning, and I feel honored that you've asked me to participate in this call and speak a little bit about the school, but I'm gonna level with you. I really don't know what's going on. I mean, I know you called me last night and told me about the phone call, and from what I'm gathering, we're around the world right now. Is that right?
Yes, we are.
Wow, man, I'm impressed. Well, I guess basically you just want me to tell you about the school, how it got started, things like that, what it's doing. Is that what you're wanting?
and also tell them how they can get those degrees. Amen.
Okay.
That's the main thing.
All right. Well,
nice pastor to listen to you, too.
All right. Well, the school started, we're about 15 years old. And we have extremely good accreditation. Now, it's religious accreditation. It's not secular. But many secular colleges accept our accreditation. As a matter of fact, last year we had about 14 different colleges approach us about transferring credits from us to them. About half of them were religious. The other half were secular. All of them accepted our credits. So we have extremely good accreditation. It's from the American Association of Christian Colleges and Seminaries, which is the same accreditation that Rod Parsley in Ohio, it's one he's with, Joyce Myers in St. Louis, that's who she's got. So we're in good company. We have very good accreditation. Like I say, it started about 15 years ago, but the main, I don't know if you want to say the main thrust. Yeah, the main thrust. When we have founded this college, one of our concerns was pastors. There's so many pastors out there today that are pastoring churches and smaller churches. And one thing that I've seen and noticed, and well, I pastored for over 26 years, so I know a little bit about what I'm talking about. Most folks in our churches, they've got jobs where they got a salary, they've got a lot of them have insurance, a lot of them have retirement programs, 401ks and things like that, and the pastor has nothing. And the church looks at the pastor as someone that they've hired, and they say, you know, when you get too old to cut the mustard, don't worry about it, God will take care of you, because we're sure not going to. You know, you just go ahead and trust God, and they'll find them some young man to come in and take your place, and buddy set you out to pastor. And that had me real concerned. So when we founded our college, we wanted to make sure that the pastor got blessed. I personally know about 30 other presidents of 30 other colleges like ours here in the United States. And I always tell folks, if you go out in your front yard and kick a rock, you got a pretty good chance of hitting a college. You know, I mean, they're everywhere. But one thing that separates us from most everybody else I know is we split the tuition with the pastor, with the local pastor. Most other schools I know, they keep everything for themselves. It all goes to the home office. But we split the tuition with the pastor because we want to see the pastor get blessed. Because one thing that I know there's pastors listening to me right now, and you got to admit, we go to Walmart, or we go to the grocery store, we go to get gas at the gas station. Excuse me, in my 26 years of pastoring, I've never had a checkout clerk say, oh, wait, you're the man of God, you don't have to pay. You know, this tank of gas is on the house because you're the man of God. That doesn't happen. We got to pay just like the folks in our church does. In fact, we got to buy more gas than them because we got to spend gas going and checking on them. And so I really want to see the pastors get blessed financially. So we established this school 15 years ago. We set up night classes in churches across the country where the pastor is the teacher. They come to your church one night a week, and they do this for 9 months, and then we have graduation at the end of the year. And basically that's it in a nutshell. We've like I say, good accreditation. We've had several testimonies of people that got pay raises because they got a degree from us. Several people
give
have job promotions. Go ahead.
Give us one example of that lady who got that $10,000 pay raise.
Yeah, there's a lady down in Branson, Missouri. She's the high school science teacher, and she's got a master's degree in science from Missouri State University, which is a prominent college. And she wanted to be called a doctor, so she enrolled in our doctoral program, got her doctorate in theology. The superintendent of the schools down in southern Missouri found out about it, called her in, said, what's this I hear about you getting a doctorate degree? She said, well, yeah, I got me one from
from Midwest College of Theology. She said, why didn't you tell us about it? I said, well, because it's theology. It's not in science. And he got all upset. So what, you got one of these religious degrees? Yeah, so he gets a hold of me. He's all upset, accused me of being a paper hanger and a diploma salesman, and how dare you take advantage of folks like this, and you're selling them a bill of goods and blah, blah. Because I promise you, there are lots of colleges out there that are doing that very, or, you know, so-called colleges that are doing that very thing. They're just paper hangers and selling diplomas. And so I don't blame this guy for being upset when he thought that's what we were. So he's carrying on. He said, I want to see your accreditation, and I want to see transcripts from this lady's dissertation. We'll see her work. So I got a hold of my daughter / secretary. I said, honey, shoot this superintendent the transcripts and shoot him the proof of our accreditation. He researched us. After about a week, he calls this science teacher into his office, said, I owe you an apology. This school is solid. Their accreditation is solid. And because you have a doctorate with them, I'm required by law to give you a $10,000 a year raise. And so she's got a raise today. And when she got her degree, she wasn't doing it to get a raise. She had no idea she was going to get one. We had no idea she was going to get one. But. You know, that's a blessing. We had the state of Oklahoma get hold of us. Now, mind you, we're in Missouri, and I don't know that every state will do this. I can't promise every state will do this, but the state of Oklahoma got in touch with us this summer, and there was one of our graduates who got her bachelor's degree who was applying for a license for a daycare. And, of course, you know, to have a licensed daycare, you got to have some sort of degree. Now, each state is different as to what kind of degree they require. But Oklahoma gets in touch with me and says, hey, one of your students has applied for a license. We need to see your accreditation. And I told them right up front, I went, whoa, our accreditation is just religious. That's all it is. It's religious. And they said, well, still, we want to see it. And so, okay. So I had my daughter send them the accreditation and transcripts of this sister, and the state of Oklahoma researched this, and they approved it and gave the woman a license for a daycare. So, like I said, I can't promise every state will do that, but I was very, very felt blessed that this happened. But we have several stories like that where God has allowed people to get promotions. Yes, sir.
Let me ask a few questions here. Let's kind of bottom line this a little bit here. And what you're saying is you offer through the College of School of Theology several degrees, accredited degrees, that people can earn by going to the school taught by the pastor in the church, or does it have to be the pastor of the church or a designated person who has
a designated person by the pastor. Now, what we do, now, if you get your associate and your bachelor, it's going to be in biblical studies. Master and doctor will be in theology. And so the first 2 years, the year of the associate and the year of the bachelor, you're going to be studying basically doctrine. It's going to be basically Pentecostal doctrine. And then the last 2 years, master's and doctorate, you're going to be studying theology. But one thing we do, we'll come to a church. So let's say there's a pastor that would like to sponsor a school, like to host a school in their church. They get hold of me. We'll set a date where I'm going to come and do the open house, like I did at your church, Pastor Varnard. I come do an open house. And if the pastor does not have a degree, what we can do, if the pastor sends us a bio of what they've done in the ministry since they've been pastoring, if it's 5 years they've pastored, we can assign life earned credits to that and look at them as if they have a
associate degree in biblical studies. If they have 10 years in pastoring, we can assign life earned credits to that and look at them as if they have a bachelor's in biblical studies. Now, we're not going to give them a bachelor's in biblical studies. We're just going to look at them as if they have the credits for that. Because, number one, we feel like, in fact, we know the best way to learn something is to teach it. So you're going to be teaching, the pastor's going to be teaching the associate and bachelor's, so they're going to be learning the associate and bachelor's. So we're going to look at them as if they have that credit. Then they can start working on their master's and their doctorate while they're teaching the associate and the bachelor. And like I said, they will get half the tuition. Another perk we do, if you are the senior pastor and you're hosting the school and you're teaching the school, when you study your master's and your doctorate, you do not have to pay tuition. Now, you still got to pay for your books, your administration fee and such, but you don't pay the tuition for the master's and the doctor, and neither does your spouse, because we read somewhere that you two are one. You know, so if your spouse wants to continue their education, they don't pay tuition either.
And they can become, get their master's degree or doctorate degree and become Dr. So-and-so, too, and
yes.
be accredited and earn the degree. All
yes.
right, good. Now, so if we boil this down, through-year school, the Midwest School of Theology, we can offer associate degrees, bachelor's degrees, master's degrees, and the doctorate degree, and they're all accredited degrees.
Yes.
Is that correct?
That is correct. It's all accredited degrees. And now then, I'm going to Michigan here in a couple of weeks to set up a school just outside of Flint, Michigan. And I had the education director from that church call me and says, you know, you're coming up here to start this school. And you know, she just wanted to know some particulars. She said, okay, now I want to know exactly how much of this money does the church get? And I said, what money? She said, the tuition. Didn't you say the church gets tuition? I said, nah, church don't get any tuition. And they said, well, we were understanding that the church was getting it. I said, no, church didn't get it. Pastor's getting it. You know, we give it to the pastor. Now, if the pastor wants to give it to the church, I mean, it's their money. We're not going to tell them what to do with their money. But it's the pastor's money. And so then the pastor called me just yesterday. He said, boy, thank you for that. I really appreciate you doing that, because they was all excited thinking they was going to get more money for the church coffers. And I said, dude, we're doing this to bless the pastor. Now, like I said, the pastor wants to put it in the church coffers, up to them, but it's their money.
Well,
and, we've had several pastors that have thanked us because it has blessed them tremendously financially, especially during these hard times.
Okay. I want to just, I know people across the country, the next question they're going to ask is how much? How much does it cost to get the associates and the master's?
Okay.
From the doctorate.
Now, I don't have paperwork in front of me, but the associate degree is around $1,600, which $750 of that is tuition, and the pastor gets half the tuition. The associate degree is around that. The bachelor's around $2,000, I think. Master's around $2,500. The doctorate is around $3,600, I think. But you know, people go $3,600. But think about this: where else are you going to find an accredited doctorate degree for just $3,600?
That's what I was going to say, because I know what I paid. But most schools, I mean, to get a doctorate degree would cost probably some schools $100,000.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And master's it'll probably cost you at least $75,000.
Yeah, see, so we're extremely inexpensive, and of course, now one of the ways we keep the price low is the pastor, when they set up the school in their church, they're going to do the book work for us for that school, you know, which lowers the expense. And so they'll keep the books. They'll collect all the money from their students. They'll hang on to their share and send us one check for our share, you know.
Right.
And so that they will do the book work, and they will actually run the college.
Thank you so much. I just wanted to basically get this information out to the frontline here, because I want us to pray for your school, but I also wanted the information out because there are a lot of pastors who are listening right now who would like to see their people move up and have a better education as well as make more money as a person of God, because the enemy tries to block the people of God from doing well.
That's true.
And my concern for you on the front line is a compassionate concern that you would be able to, some of you on this line I know have been wondering, how can I do this? How can I get my degree?
Yeah.
How can I be paid more money? My friend on the job, she got the promotion because she's got a bachelor's degree and I don't have a degree. Well, you know, faith cometh by hearing by the word of God, but faith without works is dead. You must do some works too. And here we make it available to you, to Dr. Don Jones and the Michigan School of Theology. And you can get your bachelor's, associate degree, your bachelor's, your master's, and even your doctorate degree. And it would be accredited, recognized by any corporation or whatever you're working for. And you will get the promotion, and it will be a blessing to your home and your family because you'll make more money. And that's what the enemy doesn't want us to have, is more money, because he knows that we'll support the kingdom of God. He wants his people to have the money, because he's supporting the kingdom of Satan.
But Dr. Johnson, excuse me, am I allowed to say what the website is so they can go on the website and look at it?
Absolutely. Yes. I want you to give all the information so they can contact you, and then I'm going to open it up. Can you answer a few questions?
Oh, I would love to answer some questions.
All right, go ahead and get the website information.
The website is www.midwestct, like College of Theology, midwestct.com. So www.midwestct.com. The office phone number, 573-793-2628. My personal cell number, if any pastor wants to speak with me about booking a date for me to come and establish a college at their church, a good way to reach me, best way, is just my personal cell, which is 573-745-1173. And we've got the majority of the churches that have schools are Pentecostal, but we've got a couple of Nazarene, we've got three or four Methodists, we got several Baptist churches. So we're not restricted just to the Pentecostal churches.
Okay, let me ask you. You mentioned on the first year or something like that that they teach the biblical studies, and normally it's Pentecostal. Can the Baptists teach the biblical studies around Baptist beliefs and things like that?
Yes, we have the books, the books are written in a way to where Baptists can teach the lessons about the Holy Ghost and put the angle that they their theology on it, you know.
And the Methodist is the same thing.
So the books they talk about the Holy Ghost and you know, and all Baptists and Methodists and Nazarenes and Episcopalians, they agree there's a Holy Ghost. We just got a different theology about the evidence of it. So we don't get into the evidence that much, but the fact that there is a Holy Ghost, you know, so it is arranged where someone who is non-Pentecostal will not be, shall I say, insulted, or not, they won't feel like we're beating them over the head.
Right, I understand. It's very important that they know that they can, you know, teach from their own biblical angle for their denomination, because there are people from all over the world here, and some of them don't have a church, and so this is wonderful for them. This is their church when they hear things on here. And So I want you to know that you've been a blessing today. I want to give that information out again in just a moment so everybody can get a pen and come to the prayer line with your pen and piece of paper, because we've come to try to help you. Amen. This is a compassion here. And I want to say that my reason for inviting Dr. Jones to our church was not really financial. It was basically because I wanted my people helped. I wanted them to know, because some of them have wanted a bachelor's degree or a associate degree or master's or doctorate. And, you know, it's very difficult to, in this day and time to have $60,000 or borrow the $60,000 and go to school and $100,000 to get that doctorate.
Yep.
I mean, people don't have any kind of money like that, but they have to borrow it. And when they get through with the doctorate degree, they're in debt $100,000, $150,000. Now, I don't want anybody to get it twisted. We're not talking about this Midwest School of Theology. Don't get it twisted. We're saying that through the Midwest School of Theology here, you're able to get a doctorate, a master's, or bachelor, or associate, and it will cost you basically pennies compared to what it costs to a secular school. That's what we're saying. And I wanted to clarify that, because I know people, they haven't listened to what we're doing or what we're saying, and they'll tune in and just get on the line and say, this is going to cost $100,000. No, you misunderstood us. We're saying that this Midwest School of Theology offers an accredited degree in every aspect, associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctorate degree. And they're all, compared to what the secular school offers, is just for pennies. Amen. You can get a doctorate degree. Tell them those figures again, financial. That's why I want to get to what it costs. Amen.
The cost for the associate's around $1,600, $1,700, something like that. A bachelor around $2,000. Master around $2,500. And doctor around $3,600. I know this. If you was to start at ground level, from the associate all the way through the doctorate, the whole thing from associate to doctorate is around $12,000, which
right.
is a fraction of what it would cost you to go to some other school to go from associate to doctorate. You go to associate doctorate at any other school, you're going to be looking at hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Right. So we have some people on here, many educated people on here, and they have – they're able to teach, amen, and they can be getting their doctorate. Some of them have master's degrees, and some have earned doctorate. But those who don't have earned doctorate, who have a master's, they can be teaching the class. And when they get through teaching the doctoral classes, they will be at the same time learning and be receiving credits. Am I correct? Credit for the classes too? Is that right?
Well, They have to have a degree above what they're teaching.
Mm-hmm.
You see, so but what we have done, we've got some pastors that are working on their doctorate degree, but they're also teaching the class of the doctorate. So what we do require that they do is before they teach the class, the week before they teach it, they must do that lesson themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? What we have 8 books. And they're set up like for home correspondence, but we don't have any home correspondence students. We don't want any home correspondence students, but they're set up like home correspondence. There's 8 books. There's 4 lessons in each book. There's 60 questions in each lesson, and it's a fill-in-the-blank type of question, see? And so a book will last a student a month. They'll purchase their book, go to the 4 classes that month, you know, 1 week. Then they'll purchase the next book. But the pastor, what we ask that he does, if the pastor is teaching at the level that they're studying, that they just do the lesson themselves the week before they teach it. And then they will get the credit and they'll get the degree at the end of the year.
All right. Good. I want to open up the line for different credits on questions. I'm mad at them. But because I know some of you on the line said, this is a prayer line. Well, we're going to pray in just a moment, but hopefully you understand and appreciate what I'm trying to do for you. Amen. It would be a blessing in the long run. Amen. So our line is open for any questions. If you have a question for Dr. Don Jones, please feel free to ask the question. The line is open to you. Anybody have a question?
Good morning. God bless you. God bless you, Chief Ambassador. And to the prayer line, we just want to greet you this morning in the name of the Lord. This is Ambassador Pfeiffer. And I just want to say, Dr. Jones, welcome to the First Fruit Prayer Line.
Thank you.
And thank you for all the information. Wonderful, wonderfully explained.
Thank you.
I didn't catch the phone number. I was not able to get all the numbers there for the, I believe,
right.
The office, the 573 number.
All right. The office number is 573-793-2628.
Thank you.
My personal cell number, 573-745-1173.
Good. And let me say to you, you're talking to a pastor, also Dr. Jones.
All right.
Pastor Dr. Eleanor Pfeiffer, and she's from Kentucky. So they're from all across the country on here.
We have a school in Louisville, Kentucky.
Right.
A guy named Joseph Bell. No, George Bell. George Bell is his name.
Well, bless you. And I am familiar with World Harvest College. I did take some courses there as well with Rod Parsley.
All right. Well, you went to a good school.
Yes.
All right. Give that www.midwestct.com. Yeah.
Right.
Give that
www.midwest, that's MIDWESTCT.com.
All right. And I know it may seem redundant, but just before you leave, we don't have a prayer. What a prayer, but just before you leave, give those phone numbers one more time. Let's open the line. At the close here, we're doing that. But I want to open up the line for anybody who'd like to pray for. I'm going to tell you, Dr. Jones, after they get through praying on this line, look for the Lord to do something phenomenal for your school increase.
Amen. I receive that, brother.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'm going to open up the line for you who would like to pray for this Midwest School of Theology and Dr. Don Jones, if you would. Anybody want to pray for it? If so, the line is open to you.
Can we get the phone number again, please?
We will do that at the close.
All right.
One time. All right, let's have a prayer right now.
Okay.
Those who want to pray for the school and for Dr. Don Jones, do that right now. Anybody?
Offer a prayer. God bless you. God bless you. Father, we thank you this morning for another day. We thank you, oh God, for another day's journey. We offer up, oh God, hallelujah, our souls and our minds and our spirits to you in Jesus' name. We come before you right now, Lord God, seeking you for forgiveness, Lord God, for all the things that we have done in this life that you have not been pleased with, oh God. And we pray right now, blessings, blessings, blessings upon First Fruit Prayer Line. We pray blessings, oh God, upon our Dr. Don Johnson. We pray blessings and miracles, oh God, will befall him in your mighty name. We ask that you will bless and encourage his heart, Lord Jesus, for the effort, for the work that he's putting forth. We bind every enemy that comes to hinder. We bind him right now in the name of Jesus. We pray that no weapon formed against him will prosper. And we seek, oh God, hallelujah, your wisdom, your knowledge, and your education, oh God. We seek, oh God, hallelujah, your understanding in Jesus' name. We pray a fresh anointing, huh? In your name, oh God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Fresh anointing in his life, in the work he's doing, oh God, in your name. And we pray, oh God, that there be an overflow and an outpour in Jesus' name into the ministry and from the ministry, oh God. Let them come from the north, south, east, and west.
Oh,
atmosphere, oh God, hallelujah. Be spiritually anointed to download blessings, oh God, that we have never seen in Jesus' name. And we pray a covering over the people of God. We pray a covering over the school and over the people, oh God. We pray that you encourage their hearts to further and encourage their education. In your mighty name, we thank you right now. And we will glorify your name and give you praise, honor in heaven right now, oh God. We pray. Thank you forevermore. Amen, amen, amen. God
beautiful,
bless
beautiful. God bless you. Thank you so much. God bless you. Anybody else want to offer a word of prayer for Dr. Don Jones and his school? Amen. If so, the line is open to you. Anyone else?
Glory to God, Chief Ambassador. This is Ambassador Smith. And Father, we just come boldly to the throne of grace, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We agree with the word that's been spoken over the ministry, over the school, in the name of Jesus. And God, right now, we ask that doors will be even more, will open all over this nation, in the name of Jesus. Let the accreditation, God, will begin to filter through the universe, oh God, that universities will even accept those degrees, oh God. We bind any barriers, any strongholds, any plots, any hindrance that will come in the name of Jesus. We'll curse every principality and power in the air that will try to hinder in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you for this ministry that's opening up knowledge for the people of God. For we know according to your word that people perish for a lack of knowledge. And touch the heart for the desire. God, for the heartfelt compassion for knowledge to teach God's people to not err in the word, but study and be good students to rightly divide the word. Oh, God, and we thank you right now for the increase right now in the name of Jesus. And, God, we praise you in advance that it's being done. God, we thank you right now. We see the doors open, opening all over the world in the name of Jesus. And we will be careful to give you the glory and the praise that after these degrees are received, they won't just hang on the wall, oh God, but they will be walking epistles all over the world in the name of Jesus. And this is our prayer, and we cover it under the blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus. God bless you.
Hallelujah. And Dr. Don Jones, we want to thank you for being with us today. You blessed us in a great one. I want a couple of people open up and let everybody needs to be encouraged, whether they're president of a college or they're a pastor of a church. Let's open up the line. A couple of people, two or three, maybe encourage Dr. Don Jones here, and then just encourage anybody. A word of encouragement, even though. Even if you prayed, come on, say a word. I'm certain for Dr. Don Jones.
Dr. Johnson, can we get the phone number again?
And we'll get that right out at the end, darling. All right, let's
encourage him. Praise the Lord. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
This is Jennifer from Long Island, New York, area code 516. Good morning, Dr. Johnson and everyone. I just thank God for the man of God. I was just listening and getting myself ready this morning. But I have a question. As an educator, I have a BA in child early intervention, and I know the Lord, my husband soon to be, he has a BA as well, but he did go to a Christian college. But myself, I never attended a Christian college, so I just want a little input on that, if you don't mind me asking, sir.
All right. The question is, like, will we accept your credits? Is that what you're asking?
Yes.
Yes, we will.
I've gone to a Christian college. I went to a regular university through high school. I got a scholarship. I did very well. But I just wanted to just, you know, ask. It would not matter still because God is using me in his, you know, in his kingdom. But as far as have I ever gone to a Christian college? No.
Yeah, well, what we can do, we can accept the secular credits. But we must have an instrument on file so we can look at them as religious credits. And there's a 500-question assessment that you would have to take, and it's asking questions about all religions. Now, it's not a pass or fail, but you answer these 500 questions, and it's going to ask you questions about Muslims, Hinduism, you know, about all religions. And it costs $100 for that instrument. But then we have that on file. Then we can look at your secular credit.